Lesson number 3. My banker loves to lend me money for both assets and liabilities. My contention in Rich Dad, Poor Dad that your house is not an asset has created a lot of controversy. In fact, I get more angry mail about that than any other point in my programs. I often say, when your banker says your house is an asset, he or she is not lying to you. He or she is just not saying whose asset it really is. Your house is his or her asset. I also state, I'm not saying don't buy a house. All I'm saying is, do not call a liability an asset. Still, the mail comes in. If you are uncertain about why your house is not your asset, but the banker's asset, you may want to re-listen to my other audiobooks. There is a point I want to take further in this audiobook. Your banker will lend you money regardless of whether you buy an asset or a liability. Your banker does not tell you which one to buy. So if you want to buy a new speedboat, and your financial statements show that you can afford the payments, the banker will be more than glad to lend you the money. If you want to buy a 3-bedroom home that you'll use as a rental property that makes you money, and your financial statement is favorable, the banker again will generally lend you the money. Why? Because regardless of whether you borrow money for a liability or an asset, to the banker, either one is an asset. So people who first borrow money to buy assets usually end up with more money to buy liabilities. People who only buy liabilities often have no money left to buy assets. The point is, since your banker does not really care which you buy, assets or liabilities, because either one is an asset to the bank, then maybe you should care. In fact, the more you care, the happier the banker is, because the banker's job is to lend you more money. Bankers do not make money unless you borrow money, so the richer you become, the happier your banker also becomes. I love my banker because my banker lends me money to buy assets as well as liabilities.